affect us, the altitude, I don't think it'll have an effect.
I'll reserve you the right to use it afterward.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I'll tell you afterwards if it affected us, I'll let you guys know.
Well, why wouldn't you? I mean, you talked about that first game, how you were going to use the oxygen tank more than ever just because of the pace, and now you're obviously in an area where
we'll probably use it this week, I would assume. I really haven't used it since the first game, the oxygen tank.
Okay.
I think maybe just getting more into the shape of the way the game flows and everything might have played into that. You know, we'll see. Like I said, I've never played in the scenario before. I've never played in the higher altitudes. But guys that have, I've heard from a couple of them, pretty much all of them, that they don't think it makes as big of a difference as it's played out.
Is this game, you've had some high-scoring games here. Well, the last one wasn't, but I mean, what's your general, just impression of playing these shootout type games? I mean, do you guys like them? As an offensive player, or would you rather just have a?
As any player, I think you like it when you blow the opponent out. I think that's always the best victory. They have a very good offense. They have one of the best quarterbacks in the game. They have a good defense too. They're a very good football team. So we're looking forward to the challenge presented to us, and offensively, we feel like we can put up points with the best of them no matter who we're playing. So we just got to make sure that we take care of the turnovers, the mistakes, and everything like that, and we should be able to put up points.
Strange being in that position where people think the outside thinks that you guys have to catch up to their offense. Usually it's the other way around. Yeah.
I mean, that's
since you've been here at least, I mean, yeah. This offense.
I think, Peyton's one of the best in the game, regardless of. He's been that way for the last decade, so he's always got the favorite, I guess, when it comes to the offensive matchups in the media's eye and everybody else.
I think my rookie year we went out to Denver.
Thin air. Anything to that? Or?
I don't think I really even played that game. I think I was inactive, actually. But as far as I remember, when I went out and did a workout before the game, I noticed it like in the beginning of the workout, and then as you continue to go, you didn't really notice it as much. So I think, we might notice a little breathing in the pregame, but other than that, I don't think it'll be a problem.
Does it bother you if it's a week before the game and not many people outside the locker room giving you a chance for you guys to win there?
I don't really listen to people outside this locker room.
What does it mean that this is the first 4-3 defense that you guys are going to face this season?
It depends on what we line up in. A lot of the teams that we face have a four-man front. A lot of them have a four-man front, and they bring a safety in the box. So I guess, that turns into a 4-3. Nowadays the defenses are all – nobody really runs just one defense. It's all about matching personnel, and it seems like, the more you can do with their defense, the better. So we're just trying to get all the looks in and prepare for them. When you're game planning, you game plan stuff that's going to work against a 4-3. You don't game plan and say, wow, that's not going to work, so let's try to run it some more. All the stuff that we're game planning is going to work. So,
I guess my question, are there areas that you can take advantage of more in a 4-3 front than when you're going against?
I think that every defense has their areas that you can expose. Not just depending on what the personnel is of the defense, but also the players out there. We'll see as we go on this week what those areas are.